Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they matter.
Smile Down.
All right. All right, all right, all right, and all right again.
Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. Happy New Year. Welcoming you and yours into this glorious, wonderful new year. I'm plumb pleasingly, well, pleasured to be here with you right now for more than one reason. First of all, just to be breathing and be able to talk with you right now, because, you know, we take that for granted too often. And then, of course, to be, as the song says, reunited, so to speak. So that opening tune, in case you didn't catch it, the bumper tune, as we call it, was from that iconic group, Earth, Wind, and Fire, entitled Open Your Eyes, or actually it's titled Open Our Eyes. And I thought it was apropos for today. In fact, it was so apropos. I just want to play a couple lines from that lyrics, from that that tune. One of my all-time favorites. It's timeless, as we say. And in just a moment, you'll know why I felt it was apropos for this evening's program. Open our eyes. So much behind us. We're going to move forward from 2022. Well, whether we realize it or not, or want to accept it, we really don't have a choice, although some of us hold on more than others. In realidad, behind us. And there's nothing that we can do about it, good, bad, or indifferent, especially for the indifferent. Thought I was going to say the bad, right, or the good. Well, this evening we're going to talk about moving forward, and moving forward in a productive way. And again, why? This opening bumper tune is so important. My hope and wish and prayer is that each and every one of you have weathered the storms and rolled the high waves of 2022. And that you'll join me this year as we make our way into 2023 on a productive, positive note throughout the year, ever moving forward, upward and onward, for our benefit and our loved ones' benefit, and all those that we may be able to influence this benefit. This evening, we have a very, very special guest. Very important. And with that, I'm just going to play a little bit of that tune, Open Our Eyes, and we're going to reach out and make sure our guest is with us. Open our eyes. Just tune in and listen to some of these words, the lyrics.
Too far, oh,
All right, open our eyes. Yes, that bumper tune's familiar, I'm sure, to many of you. That iconic group, Earth, Wind, and Fire, sings that, oh, I want to say circa 75, 76. I'll probably get some calls. That wasn't 76, that was 77. But anyway, Semantics. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it was a great bumper tune for this evening. Open our eyes. And I just felt like it was so apropos for our first program of 2023. I'm excited. I'm driven productively. I pray all is well with you and yours. You weathered the storms and rode the high waves of opportunity in 2022, and we're looking forward to 2023. So as I said, I couldn't ask for more in terms of opening this year's program up with our very, very special guest, and it's hard to say guest because this individual, someone that is a mentor, a friend, a colleague, and someone that I truly look up to. And in case you didn't get the notice, if you're not on the mail list, if you're new, welcome to Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's called from around the globe, most typically within the United States, but we do cross the borders from time to time. And it's news that's intended to encourage you and inspire you and enlighten you and empower you and hopefully instill you to get involved, make a difference, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones and, well, humanity at large. Yeah, I know it's a lofty goal, but, you know, what they say, shoot for the sun, and if you get to the moon, you've gone away. So that's what we do here, and this individual is someone that I ascribe to even in terms of what he's done and is doing, and I'm quite comfortable saying he's going to continue to do. We have our guest this evening, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully known as Master Glenn. Master Glenn is an MD specializing in neonatal perinatal medicine. His accolades, we can go on and on. You can reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com, and I can give you a whole lot more, just a few little things. About Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza. You know, he developed the neonatal and care unit at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York, and he served as the director of neonatology for 21 years. I can go on and talk about how he directed the efforts to improving clinical outcomes for the smallest and most vulnerable newborns in upstate New York and so many other things that he's done as an MD. He's also a master pranic healer, only one of a handful in the world. And we may, hopefully, we'll be able to talk a little bit about pranic healing this evening. We also can appreciate Master Glenn as an astrology specialist and meditation expert. And he, above all, he brings just an subscription to taking humanity to a higher level. And for that, we appreciate Master Glenn. This evening, we're going to talk a little bit more focused on full moon meditation, moving into 2023, and how we might do that. If we have an opportunity, maybe we'll talk a little bit about a model that Master Glenn has developed. But the idea is for you to be more grounded and to have a blessed, successful, well-being 2023. So with that said, I bring to you, and I know that was a little bit longer than normal. Like I said, I'm just plumb pleasingly pleased to have Master Glenn with us. Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, are you in studio? Are you with us?
Yes, Daryl. How are you? Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Happy New
Year. I'm across the world, so you said global. Yes, I'm across the world in Singapore. So it's just starting the sunrise here, so if you have your sunset there. So I think it's just apropos for the ending of a 2022 and the coming of 2023.
Wow. All the way on the other side of the world. So, yeah, your rising sun is our setting sun, and I guess you're about 13 hours ahead of us. So, well, you're always ahead of us, Master Glenn, so that's actually apropos as well. If I can just give you, you know, some accolades there. Master Glenn, I know our listeners, you know, our regular listeners look so forward to when you're able to join us and discuss you know, the attributes, and it's like a good movie, I like to say. You know, you can watch it, you know, 50 times, and you'll always get something else out of it each time. And it's like that when you share those golden nuggets of wisdom and knowledge with us about things like meditation and healing and wellness and astrology. So with that said, I like to just jump right into the you know, the full moon, the astrology piece, as we often do, most regularly do for our new listeners. We have a full moon coming up. I believe it's tomorrow. It is a full moon under the sun sign of Capricorn, I believe. And so if you can, again, you know, share with us, you know, what this thing, this full moon means to us. This is the first full moon of the year. Can you talk a little bit about full moon, well, moon energy, if we can just get into the whole concept of moon and energy and how it relates to the sun, and then we can delve into the astrological relation to that.
Oh, thank you. But I think the most important thing I would like to, you mentioned something, how do we start this year? We start the year by actually energy. January is just like a reset. January is like a reset of starting over again. We make our resolutions, we make our goals, and what happened was that we put in energy into it. Like any other, it's like setting up the blueprint for 2023. We could have all our goals. Those are the side tools that we would need, or astrology, or anything, luck, prayers, meditation. But the most important thing I'd like to impress is putting energy into it. So January is a time to energize. So what happened was that, but you have to be sure what you want to energize. So everyone must have a specific goals or resolutions or plans that they wanted to do. Some are clear. I want to move. I want to buy a house. I want to get married. I want to have a child. I want to have a baby. I want to have a new job. I want, you know, some are so specific. I want to earn X thousands of dollars. I want to have my business double in income. Those are specific things that the most important thing I want to impress is that get your goals and you have to write it down. You have to write it down. It cannot just be in your mind. The thoughts, remember, the thoughts are very powerful, but once it's written down, it is actually a form of manifestation already. In the olden times, I think you could go as far as Egypt. When they want something done, they actually put it into the hieroglyphics, into the walls of the pyramids or temples that they have. In the Jewish religion, they could put a prayer into. For some of you who know that in any Jewish home they have a mezuzah, they put a prayer there for happiness in the home, prosperity or protection. And also in China, when they write it down, it's manifestation. So anyway, so that's one important thing: get your goals and write them down. And after that, you energize it. You energize it by visualizing it. You energize it when you're on the meditation and blast it, which comes to the point which Daryl was saying. We're going to have a full moon meditation tomorrow. The exact time of the full moon is 6:09 p.m. New York time. So we're going to start the meditations at 6 o'clock and jump right into it and bless it and bless. Use the energy of the full moon. The energy of the full moon is actually interesting. Ancient-wise, the ancient says that there are two luminaries. That they call them luminaries. Number one is the sun is one of the major luminaries. When the sun is there, you can't see the planets. You can't see any other planetary or celestial beings around, even the stars. Another luminary is the moon. When the moon is up, you don't see, your attention is on the moon. So by and large, these two luminaries, especially the sun, the expression of the energy is actually is positive energy. So we're going to use, during the full moon, the energy of the sun is actually reflected on the moon because it's nighttime. The sun is still there, but we're going to use that energy to bless our new year. That's the idea. So I'd like you to join us with hundreds of people. We could go for 500, 700, even for 1,000, especially we're translating it into Spanish and Portuguese. So we have close to 700 to 1,000 people doing and blessing the coming year. Does it make sense? So what happened was that during the full moon, we're going to use that energy. You see, we have our own energy, but the universe has its own energy. If we use our energy, it's okay, but our energy is incomparable to the bottomless energy of the universe. So tomorrow, we're going to use the energy of the universe to bless our projects. We could do it in the what I call the spheres of life. There are seven spheres of life. You could have it eight or nine, but just seven spheres. Number one, health. Health is very important. Health is very important because health gives us everything. Alexander the Great physician said that without health, there is no prosperity. Without health, there is, you know, all everything, if you have to look at it, everything boils to health. Quoting it, when health is absent, wisdom cannot reveal itself. Art cannot manifest. That means our productivity, our creativity could not be presented. Strength cannot fight. That means our body has to be strong. health becomes useless and joy cannot, wealth becomes useless and joy cannot be felt. Those are the words of the physician of Alexander the Great. So number one, sphere of life is health. Number two, we could do wealth. We're in a materialistic world. Number three, relationship, the ones we love, friends, group, or our loved ones, are particularly romantic, acquaintance, associates. And number four is family. Let me repeat that. Health, wealth, relationship, family. Then we have self-development. How do we improve ourselves? We want to improve ourselves. We want to learn a language. We want to travel. Anything that will improve ourselves, we meditate more, connect with the divine. And last one, the other ones we have is happiness. How to look for happiness. What will make you happy? And the last one is spiritual development or purpose in life. I'll repeat that again. Health is the most important. Wealth, our finances, our savings, our cash flow. Number three, our relationship, people that make us very happy, children, grandchildren, parents, brothers, and the family, the closeness of the family. It could be blood family or even relationship family. Number five, self-development. Number six, self-development. Number six is
happiness.
And number seven, spiritual development, spiritual practice, and soul purpose. The last thing is we find our soul purpose. That is it. If we find our purpose in this existence, I the work of Daryl, for years and years he wants to extend to other people. That's his calling. I said, I want to help people. I want to help people in their stage of their life to make it easy for them, to extend the people the issues that are facing us, something like that. You could see a purpose. You could see his voice, his determination, his energy. So that is basically what we wanted to bless. So now I want everybody to put it into specifics. Well, how much wealth do you want? How much will make you happy? What makes you happy? What makes me happy is to travel. What makes me happy is to meditate. What makes me happy is to serve those who are less fortunate than we are. Like Daryl was saying, if I could serve the less fortunate than I am, the sick, the elderly, that makes me happy. So sometimes the best thing to make us happy is to not look at yourself, but to look at others. That will definitely make you happy. And how to develop yourself? What are the things that you need for 2023? What are the things that you need to do? Write more. Write a book. Meditate more. Things that you want. Break it down. Now we've boiled down to what we call the full moon. Like they call it the sun sign of Capricorn. We are in the time of Capricorn. From December to January, and we are at the peak of that. Capricorn, during this time, Capricorns are known to be hardworking, overachievers. They want to do good things in life. So we're going to use that Capricorn energy to bless our 2023. Capricorns are known for, I said, hard-working habits. They make success look effortless. If you see Capricorn, they move. They're still in the race while other people fell off the race already 5-10 miles before. They make it look easy, but they work a lot. So we're going to use this energy of Capricorn, this perspicacity or this perspicience of a Capricorn. So once we do that, we're going to bless this ambitious, this determined, materialistic and strong energies of Capricorn for tomorrow. And not only you, we're going to bless it as a group so we could generate the energy of the universe and use that as a channel. Of course, when we do things underlying it, we wanted to benefit from it. But if everybody benefits, we all benefit. So that's the key for tomorrow's full moon. I'd like everybody to join us. The website is fullmoonmeditation.us. Full, F-U-L-L, meditation, fullmoonmeditation.us. It will give you the link, how to link there. It will start at 6 o'clock. It will go for about an hour or a little bit longer than an hour. But our goal is to bless the entire earth.
Master Glenn, with that, tomorrow, 6 p.m., everyone, I'll send a reminder out for a full moon meditation where we'll be meditating with hundreds of others around the globe. And as Master Glenn stated, perhaps even we'll go into thousands. It just you know, depends who participates tomorrow. With that, all of us focusing, and you said we all have energy, but uncomparable to the divine energy that's there. But with us all coming together, and Master Glenn, of course, you and I have spoken about this, but I always like to acknowledge there's always new minds and those who you know, don't remember that are tuning in. Talk a little bit about the benefit of multiples at the same time meditating and the efficiencies you know thereof when you have you know many coming together. Is it not you know synergistically exponentially greater when you have that scenario?
Yes. My teacher, Grandmaster Joe Koksui, said that if seven people meditate, there is a synergistic effect, as if seven people, and we've tested this in doing the quantity and quality of energy that's generated. He said it's like 100 people meditating. Okay, let's go back. Lord Jesus said, if any three gather in my name, there my heart will be also. Just three. Those are powerful numbers, the number three. When there are two gathered in my name, there I will be also. So that means he'll be the third person. So the Lord Jesus said that. That means if you gather in my name, there my heart will be also. That means energy will be there. In the same way, when we meditate for something good, when we energize it, when we energize, and I will help everybody energize it for the coming year, it will be magnified like no other. Just to give you an idea, okay? We call it manifestation. This is manifestation, and it's embedded in us as we do our work, our year, even in our family. So during the July, January 1st, we just have a family, my family, in the house, and he said, can we do this, what we call Kriya Shakti, that means manifestation. So we program it and we bless it. All of us will bless each one, each family, whatever they want. They want this for their work, they want this for their business, they want this for the family, they want. First, we ask for the seven spheres. That means we have so happy. I name each one of us in the family for good health, for long life, for happiness, for abundance, for success, for spirituality, and divine guidance, health, and protection. I do that. And my son said, can I have in my work, can you bless my work? Because, you know, it's good, but we just want it to be a little busy. Then all of a sudden we program it. Then it's interesting. I just got a call before Daryl called me Looks like I said it's possible that you may have a third person coming in. And guess what? He called and said, you know, remember when we did this one in on January 1st? Guess what? Another hospital asked if we could have helped them out here. So we may need a third person to do that just in 3 days. My point, once it's energized, the wheels will roll. And in goodness and in rapidly and properly, it will manifest.
That's interesting. I was reading something earlier in the week that said it's about knowing where it is that you want to go, and the rest will make its way for that manifestation to occur, but it starts with knowing where it is that you want to be. And when hear you say that, you know, it just reminds me of that thing that I had actually read.
There's a Chinese saying, almost similar to what you said, Daryl. When you know what direction you're going to go. Just keep on walking. I think this is an ancient. Just if you know what direction you're going to go, just face that direction and keep on walking.
Wow, that's very similar, you know, to what I was just saying. All you have to do is know where you're going, and the answers will come to you in their own accord. You know, yeah. And so that ties in with the things that you're saying about the seven spheres.
So some people know what they want. But number one, all of us listening want good health. But what are we doing? We don't have direction. They said, oh, I could walk. My legs hurt. My knees hurt. You know, this is aging. I said, do something. Do something about it. You get a medical opinion. Try to do some rejuvenation technique. Watch your diet. Lose some weight. Do change your lifestyle, eat better, eat healthily, exercise, you know, what have we done? So what happened? We just want to lose weight, but we didn't have a direction that we wanted to do. I want to lose weight, but along the way, he said, hey, listen, just by walking, you will lose weight. I'm saying, be more specific.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. You know, in the years past, and I've worked with you in terms of the model of moving productively into the new year. And one of the things, I'm glad I recalled to mention this, is I wonder sometimes if people, you know, they hear, okay, just make a decision what it is that you want in terms of health or relationships or wealth and you know, being more self-developed and having happiness. But without specifics, sometimes I wonder if people think it's just going to, you know, miraculously, not that miracles can't happen, but that it's just going to happen without effort. I want to be happy in 2023. I want to have a better relationship. Well, doesn't that mean there's a, you know, you have to put some focus, but not just focus, but some type of action? And I understand it starts with writing it down, but then there has to be some follow up there. Yes, Master Glenn?
Yes. That follow up actually is energy. Say example. I say everybody. What do you think? Shall we go to Paris in March 15th? Just for example, let's do a weekend in Paris on March on the second weekend in March. Some people said, this is not going to happen, but some people are excited. Then they put energy into it. I have a plane ticket. Oh, I could get a free ticket because it's winter. Oh, I could have a place to stay. So those who are interested in it and lights up their energy, they put energy into it. Those who don't will not do it. So the first thing is the goal. The second thing is the energy. And once the energy is placed, it will move on its own. It will, whether you like it or not, but you yourself have to do some of the, we put energy, and the third part is intelligent application. That's what you focus in. That's where you, if you really want to go to Europe by March, you focus on it. Hey, about time to go into Europe. I could go to London at the same time where my brother is. Boom. You put energy into it, things will manifest. As they said, the universe will conspire. I don't know if the universe conspires. I think the energy of the greater good will conspire to make to manifest it.
Hmm. Intelligent application. That's the physical work, I take it.
That must
be involved.
Intelligent application. I want to tell the group also, or your listeners, that think of a successful person. Think of the successful person you want to be like. Just one. To be somebody you know. Not somebody you know, but you're a celebrity, a millionaire, a billionaire, a successful athlete, a successful motivational speaker. Think of something. They have the same 24 hours we have. We all have that same 24 hours. So they must be doing something that some people are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
They understand. Of course, there's a blessing. Of course, there's God's blessing. Of course, there's luck. But if God see you, that you are working, probably he could sprinkle some luck and a lot of blessings. And that will materialize itself. All my life, I focus on something. I'll put my energy into it. I would say a big chunk of the things that I wanted to manifest itself. That, in essence, I believe, story behind King Midas. King Midas, anything he touches becomes gold. That means anything that this person touches materializes, becomes successful. So that means there is a King Midas within us. How we find that is the most important thing, although King Midas did it differently, like the negative part. He touches his children, they became gold. But the idea is that anything he touches becomes successful. And these people who are successful in their lives are King Midas themselves. Why can't we be one? In our own way, in our small way, in our big way, in our practical way, in our humanitarian and philanthropic way.
You know, and what, you know, you've developed in your model, and I'm trying to think back, you have targets, I believe, I want to say.
Yes.
That's that action-oriented piece. So you want to be more healthy. As you were just saying, be specific. What is it that you want? You want to lose weight. You want to have a better blood pressure. What is it that you're seeking to have? So that's where, as you're saying, writing it down, what are the things that you can do towards that? I think that writing down piece is so really important because it almost creates a contract between yourself and you, if that makes any sense.
You want even a secret?
Yeah.
You want even a secret? This is a secret, okay? And it's you put red ink on gold paper, you know, yellow paper. Get a yellow paper with a red ink and write it down. Why is that? it's been known that the Chinese have done that for a long period of time. When the emperor has an edict or a ruling, they put it in a yellow paper with red, and they stamp the name of the emperor. And Western companies have adapted that in a certain way. What's the color of McDonald's? Why is it so successful? Red and gold. These are things people probably observe. You could write it down when it's red. The red is manifesting. Gold is like respect to what you want. Or yellow. I'm just adding a little bit more sidebar to it to make it even accurate. So buy a yellow blank paper and write it down. These are my health targets. Remember the seven spheres? These are my wealth targets. I want to be savings. I want to do cash flow. I want to do budgeting. Then I want my relationship. I'll spend time, quality time. I'll call my parents. I'll call my sister. I'll try to call my loved ones. Spend loving memories, loving moments with the ones I love. The family, how do I take care of my family? Then how do I develop myself? How to improve myself? How do I find happiness? And how do I spiritually move myself and find my soul purpose? Each one is its own target and break it down. And you could write 5 or 10 and break it down to 3 or 5.
But all in under those seven spheres. Is it possible that in the seven spheres, like you mentioned, health, wealth, relationships, family, happiness, spirituality, self-development, and I'm missing one, that if we focus on health, I could see that in a priority order, and then next we focus on wealth without self-development. Is there an order that we should look at those
spheres? I think they made health as number one, because without health, if we are spending more time in the hospital, you cannot do the second, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If I don't have health, how can I take care of people who, my family? If I have wealth, how could I express my love and travel? Health is number one. Good health, long life, happiness. I think that's how I look at it first. Depending on what the people have and depending on the stage of their life, wealth could be, hey, I'm 20 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm healthy, I said, but I don't have any time for relationship because my work, education, and a career is important, then that's it. That's their priority. Some people have family. They have to take care of children. That's my priority. Depending on circumstances of where life challenges or what has life thrown to us. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are religious. They're nuns. They're priests. They're yogis. Number 7, spiritual development, meditation is number 1 for them. Depends.
I see. So it's not necessarily in that order outside of health, because health is number 1.
Yeah.
But the others could be in different order.
Yes. And I would like to add this. This is like the icing on the cake. For all of you listening, count our blessings. Count your blessings. Think of the good. Think of the positive.
Gratitude.
The blessings. Count your blessings of good health, of health. Listen. I'm just giving an example. Look, I've been to the hospital for the past year, in and out, surgery, that, but I'm alive. Whoa, I'm good. Oh, I've lost a leg, but I still have another leg. Look at the positive. Like, rather than worrying and stewing on the negative emotions, negative thoughts, those are the ones that get us stuck.
Mm.
Well, they said, hey, listen, Grandmaster Chowa said, hey, listen, when they were the people who are in the third world, they could survive with $100 a day. They come to the United States, then all of a sudden $100 is not enough. What changed? Something like that.
Mm.
So you have to limit yourself. What are the things, you know, just the good and the positive. Look at the good and the positive of everything. I'm a perennial optimist. I always look at the good and the positive, as I'm reminded.
A positive outlook on life creates a good energy. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Doesn't that get into even the pranic healing? I mean, actually anything that you approach with a positive attitude, that's a positive energy. And I'm mentioning that because when we talk about pranic healing, and from what, you know, the little I've learned in, you know, the years that I've studied with you, it's about energy. In fact, chi, as you've taught us, is that energy, and it drives everything. Well, everything is energy, and energy is everything, as you say. So a thought is energy, and if you start out with something with a negative thought, and I know it seems so common, and there may be listeners right now who are saying, duh, I mean, but I think sometimes it's overlooked, and I think even those who are aware, if you're not consistently conscious, that maybe, you know, we could forget even the importance of having that positive attitude, that one little moment where you have to make a decision or someone's approaching you with something or there's an opportunity, and that could be that one split second. You say, ah, no, this couldn't be that good. He's not really offering me this. And in that split second, you could miss something. So I could see the importance of positive thinking energy. And back to the pranic healing and how positivity plays a role on that. Can you, just before you, I know you have to go and you're on the other side of the world, can you just talk a little bit about, what some would call alternative approaches to wellness? Because we want to be healthy, and health is number one. As a naturopath and nutritionist myself, I health is important. Doctor, health is important. From your specialty and focus on an allopathic as well as a more holistic approach, can we just delve a little about other approaches to health, i.e. pranic healing? And that may be a good segue to the next time, because I know we've been talking about this the last few months of coming in, joining us in between the full moon, so you could talk more about this aspect of other approaches to health and wellness and balance. So with that, I'm going to hand the mic over to you to just talk a little bit about pranic healing. Because I know the listeners are like, well, what about the pranic healing? This is the Master Glenn that does the pranic healing. What is this? Can you tell us just a snapshot of this as it relates to energy?
It's energy. Pranic is stemmed from the word prana. And the healing, of course, is healing. So
we're getting a bad connection. Just when we get into something a little different. We don't have sound, Master Glenn. We lost the sound. I know the listeners are like, Master Glenn, are you there? Folks, this is live radio, and we may have to revisit the pranic healing piece of this. We'll give it a few moments to see if you know, perhaps, I don't know. Okay, I just got a text. Master Glenn says, call has dropped, but I see on my end he's still connected. Let's see if I can get through to him. Bear with us, folks. I'm going to see if we can reconnect. Let's see if we're going to try to get Master Glenn back. And so give us a moment. Okay, I'm going to try and call him back. See, we'll drop this. And see if my engineer can help us out here. No, we don't want to do that. Okay, let's try this again. So as we were saying, while we're trying to get Master Glenn back, energy is everything and everything is energy. And there's an alternative form of healing. There's so many. There's Reiki. There's numerous forms of we're trying to dial Master Glenn back of healing. And I just encourage folks, you know, going into 2023, leaving 2022 to go and have more of an open mind in terms of, let's see if we have Master Glenn back here. Master Glenn, you're back.
Yes, I'm sorry. Got disconnected with this Wi-Fi. Anyway, so I like what you're saying about pranic healing. I've been in pranic healing over 25 years and talking about happiness, helping other people. It gives me some expression of what my soul purpose or spiritual path is going to be like. So it boils down to two words, pranic, which is word prana, which is energy and healing. So what happened was that you give energy. So every, like what you, like, I hate to say this, but when I wrote down the words, energy is everything and everything is energy, I said, wow, this is such a nice thing. Then I found out Einstein and Tesla have written the same thing, but the opposite. I said, I felt terrible that I cannot compete with them. But my point is that energy is everything. You put energy into love, it will grow. You put energy into a family, it will grow. You put energy into a business, it will grow. If you put energy into a philanthropic work, it will grow. You put energy into anything you touch, like Midas touch, it will grow. So the bottom line is you have to put energy. Make sense?
It makes sense. And so pranic healing is putting energy towards the healing of an individual or some aspect of that individual. Is that the basic concept?
Yes, it's you put energy into clean, heal energy. There's some. Remember, we talk about health. Last thing I'd like to do is everybody. We should do what, however young or old you are, do self care. For 2023, do self care. I call it self care activities. Number one. There must be self-care. Take care of your health. Take care of your family. Take care of your work. Then you do self-confidence, self-respect, self-love, self-awareness. By doing this, it will make us a better person, which boils down to what we really want for 2023, to become a better person than who we are. If we resolve to that fact, that's where our direction will be like. Then we could fill in the blanks along the way.
Master Glenn, thank you so much for the time that you spent. I thought the way you ended with the goal to be a better person is a great lead into what I'm going to truly put forth a real concerted effort this year. We've tried it, and years past, there was a few times when we were really getting some traction on it. I really want to do a dive into that reminds me of one of your books, Better Person Mindset, and I think that would be a good a dive for our readers to look into that as part of that self-care and tying it in with the spheres. I think it would be a good look. So can we possibly do that in 2023, do a bit of a review over a period of months into what that's really about?
Yes,
and
that would be
fantastic. So I'm going to try to focus on that and really send some information out so folks can tune in. You know, it would be good if they would.
And maybe Daryl, share
go ahead.
Them. You have the sphere supply. Share it with them. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Okay, and that would be a good primer for the book review. I think it would be good, folks. You know, the book is called, folks, Better Person Mindset, Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act by Glenn J. Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, available on Amazon and all where you find good books. So I would suggest maybe start with that, and then this year we're going to be delving into that some. As Master Glenn just committed, as I put him on the spot, and I love Master Glenn for all he's done, and so he's used to me doing that, so apologize, Master Glenn. But I couldn't hold that back in my effort to be who I am and my sole purpose, who I'm constantly daily and moment by moment striving to find. And that's another conversation, because sometimes I think I get off the beaten path, but that's one I'll have to talk with you about personally to get myself more focused. Thank you, Master Glenn. Blessings to you and the family. Happy New Year. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to be sending, you know, broadly the information for all those on my broadcast list. And I look forward to tuning in tomorrow as well. Folks, we have had an opportunity to open our year up with the one and only, and I mean one and only, Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza. And as I said, truly, this has been an opportunity. I suggest if you jumped in late to go to the archives, which is blogtalkradio.com. /Renford, that's the name of the network, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and you can hear this on the archives in its entirety. There were so many wonderful nuggets of wisdom and knowledge and gold. So I again wish all of you a most happy, healthy, well, the 7 spheres, and now that you've listened in, and if you didn't, you're going to have to go to the archives. I wish you all the 7 spheres of life, as Dr. Mendoza shared with us, in all wellness. And so until next week, folks, that concludes. One other little bonus, if you would like, and he said I can share the 7 spheres. I have worked with Master Glenn for many, many years. It's been, I'm approaching a decade. I've been on air for, believe it or not, folks, I've been on air now. It's been 13 years. I've lost count after 12. And I know I've been studying with Master Glenn for at least 9 or 10 years. I'm a pranic healer. I'm certified and advanced pranic healer as well. I'm nowhere near master. It's just like when you take the practice of martial arts, and you know, you get so many belts, and it's not something you gain in a year or two to get to mastery. But I am on my way, and I can tell you it's life changing, and truly it makes a difference for you and your loved ones and many others. So I encourage you, if you're interested, I will send you a model for having a successful 2023. You would fill it out, and it just gives you targets that you would develop in those seven spheres. And once you write it down, it's kind of there. And the only thing you have to do is kind of revisit it, not kind of, but revisit it on a monthly basis, and you see where you are. Then at the end of the year, you can see why you did or did not attain them. And it truly does work. Whether it's you attain them or you don't, at least you know why. So if you drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com, I'd be glad to forward that to you. That's productive news, no spaces, productive news at outlook.com, and I'd be glad to send you that model that is, I think it's a 4 or 5 page package, and we'll move forward together. All right, so with that said, as Dr. Mendoza concluded with, he said, do self-care in 2023. And that's what I was talking about when we lost the signal momentarily. I'm going to be doing more. I'm going to be doing more and more work with regard to the efforts and time that I've put in for training in health and natural health and alternative health over the last 20 years. So many have asked me to bring that to the airwaves, and so that's what I will be doing much more in 2023. You'll be looking for my website, and we'll be engaging prayerfully, hopefully, as I truly aspire to attain my purpose in life. So with that, I encourage you also to drop me an email or a text message if you so happen to have that information. If you don't, we can establish that type of a relationship, but we have to get there. So send me an email to productivenews@outlook.com. And from there, you know, we can talk about other means of communicating. But in the meantime, if you have any suggestions for productive news this year as we move forward into reestablishing the program, I would love to hear your thoughts, suggested guests. There's so much going on, in our country. We're going to talk some about that, I think. My regular listeners know my views on that. It's a mess what's happening politically. I don't like to even get into politics. I'm not a politician. I'm just a realist. I'm not affiliated with a party, and some people have a problem with that. And, well, I've severed relationships for that reason. And for my take, there was never a relationship to be had if it's geared towards political ideology, because there's only one omniscient from my perspective, and that's a divine omniscient. So when you can't think outside of a political party, for me, my perspective, where I've come to be in my 6 or so decades of life, that's a showstopper for me. So with that, I would close on, I would recommend, do not get caught up in the semantics of the politics or a particular political affiliation, because as we can see now, and I don't like to do I told you so, but I did tell you so about 4 or 5 years ago, left wing, right wing, same bird, and, you know, the perversion that's being proliferated, you know, on that left wing today, I've moved even further away from it right now. It's just too many things have revealed themselves, and I will be the first to tell you possibly that in 2023 there'll be so much more revealed about that, as they say, left. I don't even like using those terms, left wing, right wing. that hopefully will have you open your eyes to be more of an independent thinker in terms of the so-called leadership on that side. Not to say that the right, you know, doesn't have its issues, but relatively speaking, I think a lot of vindication is going to come out from many on the left, even the so-called leader of that side. So with all that said, I wish you well. I wish you peace. I wish you love. I wish you wellness, prosperity. And I wish you a unity that we can all be on one accord at some point. God bless, and hopefully we can reconnect within the days ahead. Take care. We're going to close out with same tune that we opened up with, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Prayerfully, our eyes will be opened in the 20 of 23. Share Productive News Weekly. We're really going to try to grow this movement this year. And it is a movement. It's not just a radio program. It's a movement that has to happen. Too much. It's not good that's happening right now. And we must move forward without fear, without shame, and without guilt. And we can have an open discourse. We can talk about our differences. I think if we're realistic, we'll realize that we're all on the same plane. We just have to be at a higher plane. Open our eyes.